somehow or other he regurgitated the jar itself, but the lid stuck with him and poisoned him. And they got the snake.
We used those glass eggs, but I'm sure we got the snake because we weren't bothering. But they were swallow that glass egg, and they wrap around, squeeze, and burst that inside of them.
Hmm.
And that glass, that's what it
killed. Well, that's a nice way to do it. Rather expensive. But
this well, back in those days, I don't think they were but a nickel or a dime a piece. However, a dozen eggs was only 15 cents.
Yeah. Man said he put a fish hook on a line, put that inside the egg and catch his snake.
He could do that.
And he said that worked pretty well, too. What did you call a piece of the chicken that was right here in the chest? The
breast, pulley bone.
Pulley bone? I think I asked you about the insides of a pig or a calf, the edible part, didn't I?
No.
Did you have any word for that, the edible insides of a calf? I'm thinking now not of the liver and the lungs, but something you might fry.
Of a pig, there was the sweet bread, they called it, and the melt.
Mm-hmm.
Mother and Dad never saved the melt for table use. But when they would butcher hogs at home, George and I were boys. We would roast the melt over the fire, then heat the water around, would have fire around large pots, and we would roast the melt, fix it on stiff wire, and roast it, and put salt and pepper on it. Mother always managed to have a few extra biscuits after breakfast, and have those left over for us. As I said last night, light bread was very rare back in the early 20s. It was very rare. And we'd have those biscuits. She'd bring them out to us, fix the salt and pepper.
Did you have anything called chitlins or chitterlins?
Chitlins. Chitlins. I never would eat them myself. My older brother did and my dad. Mother and the girls never ate them, and I didn't either.
Was that intestines that had been
saved? Yes, that's the small intestines of the hog. I'd say they're the size of that finger, or maybe a little larger, maybe like that. And Dad would always have a Negro lady come and clean them. And she would then turn them wrong side out and take the skin off. Inside there's a skin, so
it's
weathered under that. I don't know if she'd boil them, cook them, food them. And I just couldn't make them say anything.
Let's see, we mentioned butcher here. What did you do with the head of the pig?
Well, the lower part, or jewels of the hog, would be taken off and cured the same as they cured the hams and other parts of the hog. Then the rest of it, they would make what's called head cheese or souse.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it called both. They would clean the head, cut it apart, clean it, and cook it. Cook the meat off the bone. Then they would chop it or run it through a food chopper and grind it up and